You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, hour number three, covering down on the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, well, you guys, how many times have I talked about ZLA Solutions? So, I mean, I just did the ad a minute ago, as a matter of fact. You guys have been with us since the beginning of the show, but I am pleased right now to have somebody who's been on the show with us several times. The president of ZLA Solutions, that would be Andrew Ford.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for being with us, and by the way, for being a sponsor of the show.
You're very welcome.
So here's the thing. Looking around the state right now, this is where I need an update. You've got what ZLA has, like, well over 600, close to 700
yes, sir.
People that are staffed out to businesses all over the state, right?
Yeah, right now we have almost 700 over 40 locations. So it's in Alabama.
Okay.
And I would say, to answer your question, it is getting easier to find people to work right now, which is really nice, you know. So it's getting a little easier. It's getting better. It's the last time we talked, I believe my attitude towards that was actually the other way around.
A little dour, you know? I think last time you were here.
Well, it was frustrating, you know. So it's but it is getting better. But it's kind of a two-edged sword, you know.
Okay, so we'll break it down by sectors here in a minute. But so for the benefit of our audience, the unemployment rate in Alabama is really good.
Yep.
The labor force participation rate is not quite as good. Unemployment rate means, you know, basically jobs that are available are getting filled, but the labor force participation rate means there's fewer people looking for jobs, and that's a big deal. Because it wasn't like we lost people. In fact, the census shows that Alabama gained population.
Yeah.
So what the heck? But let me ask you this. You guys staff, like, service industry, you staff automotive manufacturing and other manufacturing.
Medical.
Yeah. Is there any one particular sector that's excelling, and is there anyone that's sucking right now?
No, I would say, well, the one that's sucking is medical, more so just from they seem to still be a little behind on pay wages and things like that for introductory lower skill positions. So, like, the exact same person out of our Birmingham office right now, for instance, could go and work in a medical clinic at $12 an hour, you know, in a no-skill position. But then that exact same person could go work for an automotive plant for us, both on their feet, both moving. And one obviously is a different environment, but you're starting at $16.75, no skill, no nothing. So the competition there is starting to get lopsided. You know, so it's so there is that, but we are also starting to see, though, more overall applicants, right? So the labor, which is going back to what you said, the difference between the unemployment and the labor participation rate, because we may have low unemployment, you know, but we still have to have people to fill those low unemployed jobs.
Yeah.
You know, right. So now that we have a bunch of those people actually coming back in the woodwork at the exact same time, we also have a lot of jobs out there. So what that means is your average person knows now it's the easiest it's ever been to get employment overall.
You want a job, you can get a job.
100%. And so what that does, though, is, yes, we got a lot more applicants, but our turnover is actually the worst it's ever been.
Really?
Yes, sir. Because it's just easier to get work. The first time you get upset, it's not a, hey, let's work it out with your team lead, for instance, or this. You just don't come back. And that's, so there's some integrity there, and I hate that. And that's getting worse, you know. But it's overall due to market saturation of entry level style jobs open everywhere right now.
But I guess that's that two-edged sword. Lots of jobs available, but if labor force participation is low, that means people that don't want to stay where they are can flip out of that job super quick and go to something else, and they'll stay employed. Meanwhile, the employer is going, I need somebody else again.
Exactly.
All right, so In looking at this, though, is there any difference in the high-wage jobs? I mean, right now, Alabama's got high-tech going. I know you guys have been recruiting in that regard up in the Redstone Arsenal area. We've got, you know, any number of medical fields in the state that are constantly looking for people. Is there anything about high-wage that is looking good or more stable? What do you think in that regard?
Actually, I'm probably going to be on the flip side on this one. We are seeing just as much turnover in higher wage jobs.
Really?
Yes, sir. Just because it's weird. There's so much access to information now, and it gets better by the day. You know, so it's your typical layman 10 years ago wouldn't have known that there may be 9 process engineering jobs available in Huntsville and exactly what you do within 7 miles. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
So it's that right there played into retention and things for companies just from plain technology. Okay, so now that exact person, whether they want to or not, has some bot tracking their butt, you know, and knows for a fact that they go to work in this area and geofenced every day, and bam, they're a process engineer for Toyota Mazda, so they're getting hit with ads all day, every day. And it is wild. So, I mean, truthfully, recruiters are becoming also more and more obsolete because now the platforms are doing so much of that for you. Like where when we started ZLA years and years ago, and remember when we started with what's the headhunting term?
Yeah.
You know, the assisted recruiting, that is dying off. I mean, actual humans calling and talking, you know, to a guy like you, if I need an executive at this place and we're going to have so much of that now is done through the computer. And it's fast-forwarded that it is making it so much easier to get employment.
So basically, to stabilize the Alabama economy even more, I need to stop giving out your website.
Pretty much.
But all right. So in your opinion, though, I mean, we just went through the whole pandemic. Yeah. Let's talk about the state of Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, you saw it. We were part of the rest of the nation cratering in terms of people not showing up for work, people getting paid more just to stay at home.
Yeah.
And how many times did we see after everybody was getting back to life again, you still couldn't eat in the dining room at the local fast food place because they didn't have enough workers to staff the fast food joint? Like, where did they all go? But you're saying you think they're coming back?
They absolutely are coming back. I mean, we're very rarely, you know, running into not able to fill positions, meaning we get jobs requested and, hey, we just straight up can't help you. You know, so we're very rarely running into that anymore. So, I mean, that's promising, but it still doesn't make people stay in roles, you know, and it still doesn't make people, you know, commit and do things. It's just easier to get people employed because people now, I guess, are more apt to going back to work at this point. And one, it's been long enough. Two, benefits are rolling out, you know, and three, I also understand from some research that some other benefits are coming in, you know, and some potential there. So, you know, but I don't know the exact answer to that, Phil. I think it's just a cyclical time, and it's also going to get slower. It always does during the summer.
In the end, though, I say in the end, in the moment we're in right now, though, it's better than it was.
100%. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. That being said, I mean, I look at it and I think, and before we get into that bill that has passed the legislature, which we may do after the break, part of me looks at this, what you just said, and it feels like it's a little bit cultural, too, at the same time. This is me opining for a moment. I remember when I was a young lawyer. Was I a young lawyer? Anyway, it was 20 years ago, and I was talking to the guy that ran the law firm that I was with at the time. I'll never forget him saying, when he first entered the practice of law, which was 20 years before that, he said, when you joined a law firm, you rode for the brand. That's where you were going to be. You were going to hang your hat. How long will it take to make partner? I'm going to die here at this law firm. Nowadays, he said, and that was 20 years ago, he said the average young lawyer looks at every law firm as a stepstone to the next law firm. And okay. And I feel like our culture has gotten, we're such a disposable culture. I think that some people look at their jobs as almost disposable.
Well, they 100% do. And okay, let's just use me for instance, okay, as the owner of ZLA Solutions. I feel like I treat all my employees great, give them all the free time they need with their family. I mean, pay them great, all of those things. I may feel that way, you know, but deep down, who knows who's getting recruited by who, you know, right? But it is my job as the owner of that business to give them an environment they want to show up to every day, and that is more important than the alternative, you know, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a few more thousand somewhere else, but that's my job, you know, right? But it's, and I take that seriously. Not everyone does, you know, and so it's, which makes it very easy for, you know, people like Susan up front or someone to just boom, take something else because it's a dollar more, but then she wants to come in and make a comment, you know, there's no way they could pay me the ability to see dogs in the morning, you know, and different things like that, you know. But
I've been to your office. Your dogs are there.
You know, so, but again, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back, but that is what's important to us, and it's not to everyone, you know. And so in that, it is not as important to most people anymore, you know. Yeah. So it is much more important for the owners of businesses to take that seriously, because all it does is cost me more money. It costs me more time to recruit more people to fill those roles, to train them, to backfill. Yeah. You know, I don't want to do that. You know, so it's much more beneficial for us to just be good people, you know, and pay a good wage and give raises and things. And so, hey, that's not why I'm here. Sorry.
That's good stuff. It's perfect timing, though. I tell you what, we're going to take a break right now. Boom, go ahead and take us to the break, man. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Brand new piece of legislation came out of the legislature just last week. We have touted it as something that is certainly worth considering. No other state in the nation has it. We got a little bit of a mixed review. We'll talk about the implementation of it with Andrew Ford, ZLA Solutions, right after this. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. In studio right now with Andrew Ford, president of ZLA Solutions. I talk about them all the time, but they are a go-to for me when I want to know something. I'll call and say, what's the deal with this thing right here? How do you feel about this business-wise? But in that regard, let's mix both of our backgrounds.
Okie doke.
Me in the legislature, you in business. I don't often see a tax cut come from a Democrat.
That was rare.
that happened this year. We had Anthony Daniels, representative out of Huntsville. By the way, I know y'all do a lot of business up there. You need to meet him. He's a great guy. But State Representative Anthony Daniels, he's the minority leader, Democrat in the House. He came up with an idea to reduce the amount of taxation on overtime pay in the state of Alabama. No other state in the nation has done this.
Thought that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. I mean, does it mean a whole lot in the pocket of a person? I don't know that it does. I love the fact, though, that in the end, it means something like $25 million that the state's giving back to people. Mm-hmm. How does this apply to you guys? Because you guys have a bunch of hourly workers. Of your 650 to 700 active employees right now you've got out there, how many are in hourly status?
That is
all
what's hourly.
All of them are hourly.
That's not talking our salary corporate people.
Okay, so of that, if you had overtime, you might see some effort, you know, coming to get them some money back in their pocket. But how does it play out for you guys? Is it helping hiring or anything?
I think it can.
Are you being nice?
Yeah, you know. Well, I'll be honest, man. I ran some numbers, you know, before we came, after I saw the bill and what it could potentially do. The way that it was first presented could have been pretty solid.
Before they modified it.
Yeah, yeah. And that could have been without, you know, a cap and all of that. But now with it just being, you know, even with it being $2,000, you know, people need to understand what it would take, you know, to get $2,000 back, you know, from the government at 5%. I mean, you're talking, that's an extreme amount of work. You know, so like if you're talking a $20 an hour person works 10 hours of overtime, okay, now that's $300 in overtime, 5% of 300, you know, so that's how they would need to think about
so
it.
So the taxation rate would be saving 5% of 300.
Yeah, exactly. It's freaking, okay. You know what, it's 15 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's still $15. And I mean, that's, I get it, you know, that's 4 or 5 gallons of gas, you know, and I mean, and I'm not, trying
now.
To, you know, yeah, you know, not trying to snub my nose at it by any means, you know, but I wish it could. The thought, honestly, is brilliant, because overtime is brutal for people, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and every manager that has to come down and talk to their team, be like, hey, guys, we're working Saturday, you know, it's, I'm sorry, you know, production is this, we missed this, we're going to be working the next 6 Saturdays, for instance, you know, one of our automotive customers, you know, it's, it would be pretty nice to be able to tell all of them, oh, hey, you know, it's maybe, I don't even know, off the cusp, you know, but something to do with, you know, the amount of overtime, maybe a little bit more credit back. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still work that's extra. You know,
it is still work that's extra. I remember talking to Representative Daniels, mm-hmm. and he said, and I remember it was.
So you spoke to him about this.
Oh, he was on the show.
Oh, so, God, I missed that.
Oh yeah, it was worth it. But what was so funny was it was early on in the legislation, probably before the cap got put on and that uh-huh. kind of thing. But the reality was we had members because our audience is they're texting in right now. So so the reality is we have folks texting in live, calling in,
sure.
and they were saying things like, "Are you sure he's a Democrat?" Because he was saying things like, "The goal here is to inspire people to be productive. The goal here is if an employer says, I need your help, employee, that people buy into the idea not just of helping but recognizing they'll get paid more for helping."
I think the only way to really do that would also have to bring the employer into it, though, because it would have to incentivize the employer, you know, to give those overtime hours to.
Well, they get time and a half. Well, sure.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's almost one of those, it would have to be a two-way street, but you could do it that way.
Yeah, you don't get paid unless the boss says it's okay to get paid.
You know, so again, I even saw in one of the articles a great point. It would be incredibly hard to manage that, in my opinion, effectively, or it would have to be an entirely new form structure, a submittal structure based on the wages and all of that, that the employer would have to take on, you know, right? Which would be fine, you know. But it's just something else to track, something else to turn in, you know. It's added to the list of things that it takes, you know, the IRS forever.
Yeah, but if you got, you know the deal. But if you've got a business that's short on people, labor force is down,
yep.
or they had a bunch of quits, and they've got to pull people in for overtime, at the very least, they can say, "I need five people. Can any of y'all do it?" You'll get paid a little extra, time and a half plus tax-free for a period. I mean, that at the
sure.
very least.
I mean, it's something you could say, yeah. you know, but I mean, it's definitely not something you could advertise or something and make it beneficial, you know, from a hiring standpoint. It's only something you could do to help your current existing, yeah. or it will help your current existing workforce. It will not be something that could be used as a tool to hire.
Now, let me ask you this. This is off the cuff, so mm-hmm. if you, I don't know if you have a stat in your head for this or not, but you guys are in multiple states now, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you seeing anything in other states that you wish Alabama would do? And do we have about a minute before the break. If you want to hang around a little longer?
Of course.
All right. But if you're seeing anything that other states are doing, throw that in, because we rank pretty well on site selection for people setting up new businesses. We rank moderate on overall business climate, and we rank kind of low right now on labor force participation. So we got to take Alabama to the next level if we're going to compete on the national stage.
I'm not really seeing anything that stands out from, like, Georgia, for instance, or Tennessee, you know, that is off the cusp, bam, it's easier there because of this. You know, no. It's really – but what you're saying is still true. You know, we still have to be able to figure out a way to do more, or the cost of everything is only going to continue to get higher because the cost to employ is getting higher by the day,
yeah.
right? So it's – I don't know, man.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to finish this conversation right after the break. This is Andrew Ford, president of ZLA Solutions. I mean, he's got hundreds of employees all over North Alabama and beyond. And we're talking about the impact, if any, of this new tax cut we just got from the legislature. And overall, what's the labor force participation look like? How's Alabama rank in the nationals? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. The show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, just for good measure. you're my witness. I don't use notes when I say that.
I was impressed. I was literally actually looking on your desk right now to see where is he reading that from. So that was pretty solid.
So we're in studio right now finishing up a conversation with Andrew Ford, president of ZLA Solutions. They specialize in all kinds of business end solutions, but their bread and butter remains staffing, finding people, putting folks to work.
Putting people to work.
So, all right, dude, you guys do a lot in the automotive manufacturing in terms staffing out those, temp and direct hire.
Yep. What
are you seeing right now? Because Alabama's economy thrives on automotive manufacturing. I mean, we became known as the Detroit of the South. You know, it started with Mercedes. It's Hyundai. It's you know, it's all the tier twos that make the parts for the major plants.
Yep.
I mean, how many automotive plants do we even have in this state now?
So many.
Major manufacturer. Toyota Mazda.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that to say, what's the Biden economy doing that you're seeing right now to the automotives?
I would say the Biden economy for our automotive influence, at least, is finally starting to shift a touch.
In a good way?
No. We are finally seeing that interest rates truthfully are impacting jobs now, meaning that, okay, so your average person that, I mean, when these automotive plants, when they're sitting around these conference tables with 30 people and they're doing all the production planning and different things for their years, it's based on sales and a ton of potential data, you know, right? So, I mean, because think about all the amount of material they have to buy and all of that that goes into their projected sales. Okay. So when something like a Biden economy keeps interest rates high and your average person now who may every 3 years goes and buys a new car,
right,
that even if they just hold on to it 6 more months, okay, that's 6 months longer on their projections. That means now they are that much farther back.
Yeah.
And so if you think about it that way, we are now, okay, so perfect example, you brought them up just a second ago, Toyota Mazda.
Right.
Can't say the supplier name, but one of their largest suppliers in Madison is a large customer of ours. Okay, right? We went from 40 people in there line side checking parts, meaning the quality side of when the parts come off the line, our person then stands there and does a quality check, signs off that they're good. We now have 2 online.
Wow.
Okay, so meaning that's 30. What's 40 down to 2? I don't even know the math. Okay, we got about 5% of that left,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So of the amount of manpower needed to check the amount of parts based on sales. And that's in a 2-year span. So that was started 2 years ago now. So in 2 years' time, we now granted, I will admit the fact that quality has gotten better, meaning, so say that overall 40 may now be 20, okay, for instance, but it's still 20 to 2, even if you cut it in half,
yeah,
right? So, which is still staggering. And that is not just at that location.
A clear reflection that the economy impacts all the way down through the supply chain.
100%.
Yeah. It's not just the consumer, it's the manufacturer.
Sure enough.
And then the manufacturer drives the jobs, which is also part of the economy.
Well, yeah, because people don't understand, too, what goes into making cars. You can't just keep making at those rates and keep people hired for that long because, one, you got to store them.
Yeah.
People don't even think about that when you're making all these cars. And you got all, like Honda, for instance, has warehouses full in northern Alabama, you know, of Hondas.
Yeah.
Because they're overproduced.
I tell you what else is amazing, too, and we're getting a little bit of field here, but just-in-time logistics is an amazing thing where a plant knows what it's going to need. It has its car scheduled on the line,
yep,
and it's talked to its Tier 2 manufacturer who makes, sunroofs. And they know they have to have X number of sunroofs of this category, these with tinting, these without tinting, and they load the trucks in the order in which they're going to be needed on the assembly line, and they're supposed to arrive. They don't want to warehouse them. They want them to arrive.
First in, first out, man.
And they're first in, first out, and they're coming off the truck going straight to the assembly line, being loaded on, and then, you know, out the door. So, I mean, every bit of that is right. Are you seeing anything? All right, so you guys y'all have work in other states. Of course, you're home based in Alabama.
Yep.
Are you seeing right now? Alabama does rank in Site Selection magazine as one of the top states in the nation in which to build a new business. All right,
that's
so
cool.
It is very cool. Are you seeing anything out there in terms of new industry coming to the state and them looking for staffing, of course, and they come to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Are you seeing new stuff still coming?
Definitely. We picked up, for instance, a technical customer. I think we're advertising on the show, actually, for it. So
yeah.
Software engineers and things like that for
white collar.
Exactly. You know, for government jobs on Redstone Arsenal, there are tons of those. coming still. I hate that it seems like there's a political debate going on the space program coming.
Yeah, you know, Space Command. Yeah,
Space Command. Yeah. So that would have been super cool. But there is that industry is still growing rapidly with aerospace too. More of that still coming into Huntsville because it seems like there's nothing slowing down Elon and the other guy, Bezos, for trying to do more in the space program. So,
well, in Blue Origin, Bezos, he has a place right there in Huntsville.
One of my best friends that I went to college with and played baseball with is a lead engineer for him and loves working there in Huntsville and says it's an incredible company. I mean, but they're still aggressively, he said, growing and spending capital. You know, so that style industry is still
booming. Well, Huntsville is like an economy unto itself.
It really is.
I mean, it really is.
There's a little bit of everything there.
How about Birmingham? That population dwindled. Are you still seeing good stuff happening there, though?
We are. We don't have as much momentum there from a new growth standpoint of new industry. Now, we pick up new customers still pretty frequently there, but it's not like new industry coming in. I will say one of my customers, actually, that probably wouldn't mind one bit that we're giving them a plug that's really interesting that you're starting to see more of, is a company called Blocks. And they actually, you've heard of them in our board meetings, of course, to where it's, they are creating finished rooms for construction companies. Because construction, they are able to see that it's hard for a company to get a plumber, a electrician, a tiler, a, you know, backsplash guy, a this. And so they created a niche with hospitals to create finished bathrooms. And then they rail those suckers across the nation. They show up on construction sites. And bam, they're literally installed.
Just drop in a full.
It is super cool. Yeah. So now they just took on in the news last month, a huge deal with Walmart, where Walmart's going to be putting in urgent care centers into Walmarts.
Walmart urgent care?
Yes, you can literally walk into Walmart like a dock in the box and come out clean on the other side. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, talk about going to Walmart for everything. You know,
yeah, I know.
So,
pick up a gallon of milk and, oh, by the way, shop for some new underwear and get your shots while you're there.
Yeah, so it was kind of an answer to your question. That's almost I like that even more because it's a company pivoting, you know, and starting to do different things based on, you know, new needs, you know, which is cool. It may not be a new company coming in to do it, but they're now doing more and growing their business, and which in turn, you know, now we need tons of more employees, you know, so.
So unless you're a distributor for Bud Light right now, things are looking okay in Alabama. So
I think you're going to say that.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's funny. Yeah, no, it's. I would say that's been a nightmare. You know, I think I saw Coleman Daily post yesterday, and it was whoever runs their social media needs a raise. But it was the Walmart in Coleman, and it was like somebody get Bud Light's contact numbers. It was all this Bud Light, and then no beer left on the aisles. You know, and it's just I can only imagine that truly is you know in a ton of other places. So,
All right, Andrew Ford. President ZLA Solutions, we appreciate you,
man.
Thanks for making the time today and giving us your insights around the state. Because as we pass laws like protecting right to work and lowering taxation on income, it's good to know that at the very least, people out there are seeing whether it works or not.
Yes, sir.
All right. Boom shakalaka. Take us to a break.
We'll go broke.
ZLA Solutions is not going woke, by the way. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. Hey, listen, by the way, if you were listening during the break, you heard the advertisements that run, just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. We're not owned by the stations that we're on. All over North Alabama, we're playing through multiple AM and FM outlets, and we are a standalone business. We have to have revenue like any other business, and part of the way we do that is by selling ads. So if you feel like our views align with yours, if you want to hear more about what we do and be a part of it, you may want to advertise your business with us. We'd love to have you. All you got to do is go to our website. You can't call the station about it. You got to go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And there's a place on there that says advertising. You click on that and send us a message, and we will get with you right away. We'd love to talk to you and get you in the mix. That's rightsideradio.org, how to advertise on this show. I got to say, though, real quick before I go to the phones, AL.com has finally figured out that Ted Nugent is not going to have a concert in Alabama and that it's over in Mississippi now.
They just realized that. Oh,
yeah.
Good job, guys.
Story on AL.com right now. Ted Nugent says, you can't cancel me. He took his show to Mississippi. So, yeah, great job there, Avondale, for canceling, you know, a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum recording artist because he's a conservative. And so what did he do? He went across the way to Mississippi, and he's probably going to have a bigger concert over there. So, yeah, there's that. Live on the phone right now, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff from Indiana, where have you been?
Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Smoky Mountains, man.
Wow. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Went down with the daughter and her family and stuff and had a great time. And even procured a new listener for you with the help of your Right Side Radio shirt. she asked me about it. I gave her your information, and hopefully she's listening today. I didn't get her name, but she's got all the information, and hopefully she's out there today. And if you are, text in.
That's awesome.
Lady working at the Hot Pepper Place there. She's a very nice lady.
That's awesome, man. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're back, and I hope you're rested and ready for life. So, what's on your mind today, brother? What you got?
Oh yeah, about all this woke stuff and everything. Like I say, with Ted Nugent and everything, you know, that money's going to Mississippi now instead of Alabama. So,
yep.
Like I say, nice job.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be some Alabamians drive across the border for a concert. What do you think?
Yeah, that and lottery tickets and everything else, I guess. That's the thing about it. When you don't have it there, they go elsewhere. So,
well, it's probably true. But you know, we'll wait and see. I suspect that what's going to happen is if this is not his, you know, Ted Nugent says this is his retirement concert, and if it's not, then we'll probably get him back here in Alabama one more time.
Oh yeah, I mean, if it is his retirement concert, it's going to be a big deal. I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Well, yeah, sure enough. What else you got? Anything else?
Oh, trying to ease up from the soreness of my jaw today. Tooth extraction and prep for a dental implant, so I'm having a good time right now. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Are we talking? Are you drooling on yourself right now while we're talking to you? Or
Not yet. Novocaine hasn't wore off yet, and I'm going home to get that Percocet that they prescribed.
Oh, brother. All right, man. Well, listen, do well, and we hope you're back on the road here pretty quick. We appreciate you, as always.
Be back out there tomorrow, Phil.
All right, brother. Have a good one now. Take care, man. Oh, man. I think that's one of my least favorite things in the whole world is, dental work. I'd rather have to scrape paint than to,
just not fun.
Had a bad experience. Let's put it that way. I had a bad experience.
Leave it there.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. The emotional scars run deep.
I get it.
On dental work. Looking over the text line, John from Huntsville has given us our grade for the day. He says, Phil and Boomer, you get an A+ for today. One of the best, funniest episodes ever. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
I feel certain it had something to do with the idea of tipping the self-serve kiosk at the store. I still look at that and go, who thought that up?
I don't know. I'm gonna send out a letter just saying, hey, will you tip me for your lawn service that I didn't do?
Yes. Could you?
GoFundMe. There we go.
Could you tip us for doing the show that we're going to do whether you tip us tomorrow?
Right, exactly.
Come on. By the way, great participation today on the text lines. Got a bunch of stuff in. Didn't get to all of you, but I appreciate the fact that we got an audience that participates. Let me just close my comments with this. Tomorrow, we're going to have U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville on the show. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. I believe we're also going to have an update on the whole idea of saving the rocket with our buddy who has been working hard to save the rocket. So tomorrow's got a show that could have some pretty gamey stuff in it. If you did not see this, you need to know Senator Tuberville is not playing. One of the things that I have really appreciated so far is, you know, when he ran, I thought, he was a football coach. Can he be a U.S. senator? I don't have any voting record to go off of. What's he going to do when he gets in there? I have yet to have a problem. And he has literally been standing on his own against the entire Department of Defense with regards to the promotions of flag officers, admirals and generals, because the DOD wants to use federal dollars to fund abortion and to make it a part of the military benefits program. And that's just not at all what we're intended for. Well, just yesterday it came out, and the story was on 1819 News, still is. Senator Tommy Tuberville receives death threats. A New Hampshire man charged with threatening to kill the U.S. senator over, quote, blocking military promotions, saying in the message, "You're a dead man walking, you piece of blankety blank." And went on to even say, and it got more than just a passing fancy. The guy left his name, I guess. Brian Landry, 66 years old, charged with threatening to assault, kidnap, or murder a member of Congress after leaving a threatening message on the senator's office voicemail. He went on to say in the text that that he has sniper training. Here's his words. "Hey, stupid, I'm a veteran sniper, and unless you change your ways, I got my scope pointed in your direction. I'm going to get you. You're a dead man walking." All because he's mad because Senator Tuberville is doing what he was elected to do, which was to defend the interests of his constituents in a pro-life state where the Department of Defense has been saying it intends to go ahead and use military personnel and, oh, by the way, military properties to allow for abortion using federal dollars, which is a violation of federal law. I mean, this is amazing. So, folks, I mean, we get aggravated with politicians sometimes, right? We do, and understandably. But I will tell you that there are times when none of us would want that job. And usually it comes when they're willing to make a stand. That's why it gets so frustrating watching the ones that equivocate or that take a walk on the hard bills or that say nothing while their compadres are saying everything. You know, we have members of our U.S. delegation right now that voted one way on the debt limit bill and half the delegation voted the other way. But they openly cast their vote and did what they felt like they were supposed to do. Nothing about that ever deserves to have somebody make a death threat like this. And those are the days when you think, you know what? They don't pay him enough to be a U.S. senator. They don't. Does he have the ability to get protection? Certainly. Are they going to arrest the guy? Apparently they already did. But I'll just tell you right now, whereas this guy Landry faces up to 10 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release and a fine of up to $250,000 if convicted, the reality is, shouldn't have happened. Because what you have there is Coach Tuberville just doing his job. So we'll talk to him tomorrow on the show, get his opinion on that, get his opinion on Space Command, which he just put out a statement on that too, by the way, very strongly still advocating for the idea of Space Command being located right here in Huntsville. I mean, why not? We won, right? And then there's all kinds of other things we're going to talk to him about, like, you know, what's going on right now in D.C. that we should be aware of as one of our only two senators is up there fighting the fight. All right. That plus, I want to encourage you. If you heard my monologue earlier in the show, you might want to think through it. If you didn't hear it, you might want to go back and listen to it. Because for 6.5 to 7 minutes, I talked about the fact that the church needs to wake up and take a stand. You can't sit in your pews and wring your hands about what's happening in culture. It's time for the organized church to get busy and work about being not of the world, but at least in the world making a difference. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night.